Chairman. I see a great value in today's event and the UN's action plan for more actions at international level. Terrorism cannot be defeated with security measures alone. The response to radicalization and recruitment to terrorism needs to be holistic and recognizes that violent extremism cannot and should not be associated with any religion, nationality, civilization, or ethnic group and family. In the European Union, we presented our vision to fight terrorism and radicalization in the European Agenda on Security last year. Let me explain how we work in the European Union on preventing violent extremism. Our approach is based on local knowledge, criminal justice, information exchange, education and youth participation, intercultural dialogue, employment, and initiatives for social inclusion. All can play a crucial role. We set up the Radicalization Awareness Center of Excellence with 2,000 European practitioners, such as teachers, healthcare workers, social and young workers, prison officers and NGOs to exchange best practices on prevention. The approach is founded on understanding root causes. The goal, to propose practical tools and recommendations to both practitioners and decision makers. The European Union is ready to share this expertise in the UN framework. Our second priority is the internet, or rather, it's abused by terrorists to target our youngest, most vulnerable citizens with messages of violence. In December, I launched the EU Internet Forum. I brought together EU ministers, internet companies, and civil society to see how terrorist material can be taken offline. Also, how can we replace with positive counter-narrative? We also set up a referral mechanism with Europol to help EU countries and internet companies identify terrorist material online. First results are very positive. Beyond our own backyard, we are also active in developing strategic communications to people outside the European Union. A task force is working in the Arab world to identify shared values and develop concrete communication actions. Communication is not the only answer, however. Addressing root causes means also eradicating the inequalities that lead to exclusion, marginalization, and radicalization. Our material support to developing countries is a given. Poverty reduction, ensuring sustainable economic, social, and environmental development, democracy, rule of law, good governance, and human rights. So, the prevention of violent extremism will not happen overnight. A joint approach based on our shared values is a sine qua non. Thank you.